With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. With major changes right around the corner, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the GOP-controlled House and Senate plan to hit the ground running once the 119th Congress is sworn in.
We'll probably start our work on January 20th on the president's. January 3rd on the president's nominees, and let the House take the lead on some of the budget questions and the big bill that we'll need to pass next year that will extend and enhance the tax cut bill from 2017.
Prominent Washington journalist Ben Domenech is very pleased with the Trump cabinet nominations, including the selection of combat veteran and Fox News host Pete Hegseth as defense secretary.
Out of left field for some people in Washington who are used to the traditional approach, but I think that we were going to always get some roll of the dice picks from Donald Trump.
Also at SRNnews.com, many people very upset over an edict sent out by Oklahoma's education superintendent.
Brian Walters has sent an email to public school superintendents requiring them to show students his video announcement of a new Department of Religious Freedom and Patriotism. Walters announced the new office on Wednesday and on Thursday sent the email to school superintendents statewide. Two of the state's largest districts, Edmond in suburban Oklahoma City and Bixby in suburban Tulsa, say they have no plans to show the video. Keith Peters reporting.
McDonald's investing $100 million to bring customers back to stores following that outbreak of E. coli food poisoning tied to onions on the fast food giant's Quarter Pounders. The investments include $65 million that will go directly to the hard-hit franchises. CDC says slivered onions on the Quarter Pounders were likely the source of the outbreak. This is SRN News. Well, the annual Christmas wars beginning in Britain.
Debenhams department store has removed a holiday sweater bearing the words, "A gay in a manger," complete with a crib and a rainbow flag. British clergymen and Christian ministries threaten to boycott. Seems every year at this time, LGBT groups try to co-opt the holiday, or atheist groups try to ban any presentation of the real meaning of Christmas, or Satanists seek to set up pagan statues next to the manger. And so the Christmas wars begin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
5 years ago, the Satanic Temple in the U.S. made headlines when it was designated as a church. Now a similar organization in Chile asking the government to recognize it as a religious association. In order to join Chile's Temple of Satan, applicants must first choose a name, normally, believe it or not, that of a demon or a fallen angel. This is SRN News. A California nut becoming very popular.
Farmers have been devoting more land to pistachios, which are seen as hardier and more drought tolerant in a state prone to dramatic swings in precipitation. The nut has surged over the past decade to become California's sixth biggest agricultural commodity in value, generating nearly $3 billion last year. Industry experts say pistachio orchards can withstand drought better than some other crops and take less water per acre than the state's biggest nut crop, almonds. Much of the crop is headed to China. John Scott reporting.
When Massachusetts voters decided to ditch the state's high school graduation exams, they joined a growing trend that's steadily chipping away at the use of high-stakes tests for the past 20 years or so. The vote now leaves just 7 states left in the country with mandated graduation exams. More details at SRNnews.com.